Hello, world. You're listening to a brand new season of Business Podcasting Made Easy on the number one global business talk and news network on the internet, IBGR, International Business Growth Radio. Welcome to the TV talk show formula, where you get a 13-week roadmap to elevate your authority and expand your visibility with a TV talk show that you're proud of. I'm Donna Cundy, co-founder of the IBGR Network, global radio authority and podcast expert, and producer of over 14,000 podcasts.
And I'm Declan O'Segara. Some people know me as Rich. I'm a TV producer, an international TV talk show host, and my TV talk show formula has impacted over 100,000 lives globally and gives business owners and entrepreneurs a simple way to be seen and heard with their own purpose-driven message. And we are your hosts for this 13-week journey. Before we jump in, remember that if you want direct live support from us for your TV talk show, then contact us today at tvtalkshowformula.info. And this week, we're walking our way through an easy-to-follow, proven, plug-and-play way to get your TV talk show done 13 minutes at a time in just 13 weeks. So follow the formula each week, and welcome to the show.
Woohoo! This is exciting.
Yay!
Yay! So in week one today, we're going to cover four subtopics under the topic of Unleash Your Authority with the TV Talk Show Formula. And the first episode is the TV Talk Show Formula, and we're going to dive into the double vision and your success. Then we will segue into your purpose to create a TV talk show that changes businesses and lives, going into next episode 3, overcoming imposter syndrome, and then finally wrapping up this week's 13-minute shows with using your authentic voice behind the camera. So today's episode, the first one, is the TV talk show formula, double vision and your success. And that makes it season 12, episode 1. As always, in our formula, we like to start with some type of a quote to draw you into what we're talking about. And Declan, do you want to go ahead and share that one?
It'd be my pleasure. So this is from Audre Lorde. And she said, "When I dare to be powerful, to use my strength in the service of my vision, then it becomes less and less important whether I am afraid."
That's so good.
I know.
That's so good. I love that. And so then as we go into why are we doing this, it's because we want to become a person worth watching. Yeah. And we want you to become a person worth watching, so you can show up on camera confidently without worrying about your, air quote, attractiveness. There's so many of us that are like, oh, you know, one nostril bigger than the other. And yeah, I don't know what to say. And my voice sounds like this and all of these things that just show up and are not quite where we want to be behind the camera. But it doesn't really matter, does it?
No, it doesn't.
As much as it does.
It doesn't. Yes. It's probably this idea of, I don't like the way I look, or I don't like the way I sound. What will people think if I'm not perfect on camera? This is one of the top reasons that I hear from otherwise really smart people, really confident people. When it comes to being on camera, they allow this idea, this myth about that they have about themselves, that they're not good enough to be seen. And so when we let go of that and realize that it's really our energy that's speaking, and you know, because you watch a lot of my videos, sometimes I show up in a video and a bird had just pooped on me, and I make a whole video about that, right?
You just never know.
And when you can get to that place where the weirdest things, you know, no matter if your hair is not done or you just came out of the shower, I've made a lot of videos where I'm in the bathroom getting ready. People like that, actually. It's very strange. But you don't have to be in any specific way in order to get your message across, if you know what your message is. We'll get to that much later in the show, though.
Yeah. And so really, it's how you see yourself is how others see you on camera, or they don't see you at all because you're not pushing the button. And I know I've been raising my hand. I've been guilty on that one myself. Yeah. There's just so many things that go on to here that go through our head before we even produce anything. And you were saying as we were starting this, we're like, wow, we're starting with this one right from out of the gate. And because it's that important. Really, there's this idea when we talk about double vision, it's not so much with your eyes, it's with your mind's eye. And so there's the inner vision, the self vision, which is your camera confidence. And then there's your business vision, which ties into your purpose and fulfillment. And it's the self image, it's your mind's eye that drives the success of both of them.
Yes. Yes. Allowing yourself to be seen. And the whole reason we want to be seen is to share with others what that business vision is, to fulfill the purpose that we have for being on this planet. When we allow that to happen, then this is when we're able to make an impact, right? And that, as we say, this drives the success of everything that we're doing. And we start here because the mindset piece of this is one of the most important parts. And when you can get past this hump, and allow yourself to, sometimes it's even convincing yourself to be seen, then you're able to be in service of others, like the quote said, right? And you do it regardless, even if you're afraid, none of that's going to matter anymore.
Oh, that's so juicy. It really is, because that, you know, I believe if you're listening to our voice, if you're watching our faces, our talking heads, right now, then you have a purpose that's bigger than you, and you want to make an impact. You want to help a lot of other business owners, a lot of other people reach their full potential, because there's been this thing inside of you that's bubbling up and just wants to come out. And there's a quote, I can't remember who it was from, but it was one that really impacted me when I started on this journey. And it was a woman writing about her father, who had always wanted to be a singer, and he ended up dying with the music still inside of him. And as a musician, I was like, I can't, how could I do that? And, you know, we don't want that to happen to anyone, to die with their purpose still inside of them, to die with their genius, their brilliance still inside of them.
Right. I mean, that's why this whole show exists. This whole journey that you are on with us now is for you. It's to help you get that confidence and the other skills, the know-how to boldly, proudly, confidently, no matter what your hair looks like, put your message out into the world, because there are people right now looking for you, and we want them to find you.
Waiting to hear your voice. That impacted me from a mentor years ago, that there's a thing, message that rolls around, especially on the internet these days, but there are people that are just waiting to hear your voice, your message with that. And it's so important for you to let it out. And it can be difficult. So we're inviting you to make sure you subscribe to the show at tvtalkshowformula.com. This one's the .com. That's where all the episodes will be. All 13 weeks, all 52 episodes. tvtalkshowformula.com. And if you want direct support for your TV talk show at any time, then contact us today at tvtalkshowformula.info. What do we want people to do? Because this is all about transformation. This whole season, this whole series, the whole methodology is all about the transformation of, I have an idea, I think I want to do a TV talk show, I'm not quite sure. So what's the first thing that we want them to do?
First thing is we want to start with imprinting upon your subconscious mind the version of you that is that confident person, right? That TV camera confident person. And so we want to invite you to give yourself a tune-up using affirmations. And you want to begin creating some positive statements, very simple statements. I am confident. Maybe it's I am worthy. I am powerful. I am worth being seen.
Oh,
right. Ooh, that's a good one, right? Yeah. I got to write that one down. Short statements, put them on a post-it note. I have post-it notes all over my place. to remind me of who I am, right? Because it's an ongoing process. And from those affirmations, you can write out your vision statement, right? About what you see. This is the business part. What's the vision that you have for the people you want to serve, the change you want to make in the world? And then we're going to ask you to do something one step further. I know, but we're really like going right into this.
I know. Hang on, it's going to be a ride, folks.
Yes, we're pushing you off the ledge immediately.
Baby bird, fly.
Exactly. We invite you, maybe we double dog dare you, to share your vision statement with your network. You know, put it on a social media post and just put it out there. Let people see what you're about, who you are, what you stand for. And can't begin to tell you how powerful this is for your mindset when you let that come out in this written format at this point.
Mm-hmm. Sweaty palms and all. There's a, you know, you can answer the question, this is why I do what I do.
Yeah.
It answer that question. It doesn't have to be long. It's just a short little something, something. You know, I do what I do because I do what I do because I at some point it was given to me early on when I first started in the coaching space that my purpose in the world is to work with world changers to help them make a bigger impact. I didn't know how that was at first. But that's been my purpose for years. And I had people laugh at me about it. I had people tell me, you can't do that. That's too blah, 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 blah. And now here I am working with world changers, helping to make a bigger impact, you know? So do it. Right. Do your short video. Double dog dare you.
Any final thoughts? I didn't mention that. Yeah, I said to write it down. You got to write it down first and then speak it into the camera. Just make a short video. That was the double dog dare part. Put it out there. This is why I do what I do. I love that.
Yeah. Short and simple. Take action. Every episode you're going to get just a short little take action. Again, subscribe to the show at tvtalkshowformula.com. And if you at any point along the way want support from us for your TV talk show, then contact us today at tvtalkshowformula.info. And Declan, that's going to wrap up this very first episode of the TV Talk Show Formula. And it's episode one, The Double Vision and Your Success on the IBGR Network, where we broadcast. I am Donna Cundy.
And I am Declan Osagera.
Thanks so much for listening. We have more to come.